We continue with Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Lamed Ches Dina Shana Rabbah Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. B'yom Shishi Chol Moed V'Chutz La'aretz B'yom Chamishi Chol Moed, and the sixth day of Chol Moed, and V'Chutz La'aretz it's on the fifth day. Who is Shana Rabbah? It's Shana Rabbah. Noyagin Liyos Nurim B'Laila. The minig is to be up all night. Shlofanov, the night of Shana Rabbah. Lasik B'Torah, to learn Torah. There's a whole Seder printed. That's the time we're judged on rain, on water. And we're all dependent on water. The reason it's called the Shana Rabbah is because that's when, as we're going to learn, they brought the Aravis. And also because from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Hoshana Rabbah is 51 days, and that's the Hoshana. And on the 51st day, we say Hoshana, we daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to our tefillos, particularly in Yonei Panosa. The minig is to read the whole Sefer Devarim that night and to say Tehillim, the whole Sefer Tehillim after Chatzos. V'ayoyim hu yoyim achim shel chag, and that is the last day of Sukkos. V'akol achach tichitum, and the way we end the Yontif has a lot of influence on what will happen. B'shachos we light more candles by the Knesset for Yom Kippurim. V'shlich tzibah levish is a kittel. The Baal Tefillah wears a kittel. Omer lam natzeich may be yontif. We say lam natzeich in the Pesuka de Zimra. V'omer gam mizmer l'soida. We say mizmer l'soida, not mizmer shil yom Shabbos. V'en omer nishmas. Omer en kamoicha or nusuch svarat tareisa shma Yisrael kamoi be yontif. B'kedushas musaf omer naritzach. We say the musaf that we say on Yontav with Adi Adireinu. Zibayz, meaning the Vim Shekalach Yitl B'yom Zay Rovam Yuchedas. The meaning is that everybody should have a special Rov on that day. Malvad HaRovah Shebelulav, aside from the Rov that we have in the Lulav. The Kol HaPais Beruva BaRovah Shebelulav, whatever would disqualify in our Rov in the Lulav, Kais Pais Gam BaRovah Zu, would disqualify this HaRovah. L'chein Lo Yaktzi Yisra Ba'atzme L'tzarchai. A Jew shouldn't cut it off himself. El Shem Nishra, Afil Roiv Alam, but if most of the leaves on the branch fell off, it's Kshera. Afil Al Akad, Kvarach Kshera, even one leaf is kosher. Kamakam Hidden Mitzvah Shia by Alam Harbe, to Hidden Mitzvah, there should be many leaves. Vabadim Arukim, they should be long. Vaminig Ayofa, the proper minig, is Lokakish 5 Badim, to take 5 Aravis. Vaidim Mesab Al Lulav, and we use Lulav leaves to tie together. In the Beis HaMikdash, they took the Arava, was Halach L'Moshe Sinai, that on every day of Sukkos, they would bring Aravas and put them on the side of the Mizbeach, and then everybody would take from those Aravas and shake them. On the last day, they would circle the Mizbeach 7 times, and that's why we have the minig of Hoshana Rabbah. The minig is to tie in with the lulav leaves, but not from the lulav, of the actual lulav that was used, because that would be downgrading the Kedusha. And there are those that have a place under where it's tied, that they should be holding the Aravos themselves and not holding the material that's keeping them together. We should not put the lulav and the Arava together, especially when we're saying halal. It should just be the lulav. El kishmegim latana amunim. When we get to tana amunim, manichmas the lulav esrig. We put down the lulav esrig with night loisai, and then we pick up the shanis. Lafisha azmas ba'al ma'im. That's when we daven for rainfall. Lach gemara shanis manana imay. Then we shake it. Not everybody has the minig of shaking, and the point is just to hold it in your hand. Moreover, there's a point not to have the lulav and the esrig and the rav in your hand at the same time. Some way to pick up the rav till kaddish after the shanars, after the tefillah. V'akach oivtanai subakach chamish pamim. Then they are banged on the floor 5 times. V'dai b'zav filav nainach sralea. Even if no leaves fell out, it's still fine. L'achachvat l'yizuk l'karkob. And after you bang the shanars, don't throw them on the floor, but shouldn't be mitzvah. It's good to throw the rovus into the oven in which the matzahs will be baked. Since it was used for one mitzvah, there's some places where they throw the arov hashanas on top of the aron kodesh, and some people keep it in their house. It's a school for shmira, not just the hashanas is a school for shmira, but all the dalminim that were used are a school for shmira. Leil Shmini Atzeres, on the night of Shmini Atzeres, yesh lahamtin shloil lekadosh ad halayla, not to make kiddush until the night. Because if you make kiddush by day, it still may be sukkahs. And now we'll have a problem with the leishu b'sukkah. But if somebody does make kiddush early, the meaning is that they don't make a leishu b'sukkah. Umvarchim b'kiddush shachiyonu, we make a shachiyonu b'kiddush, lefishu regal b'fnei atzmai, it's independent yontif. Ve'im v'varchim leishu b'sukkah, but we don't make a leishu b'sukkah. By you calling this Yom Hashmini Atzeres, and if we're going to make a Leishah B'Sukkah, it's tied to the Sasri, it's contradictory. Is it Sukkot or is it Shmini Atzeres? The minig is to eat in the Sukkah, but we don't make a Leishah B'Sukkah. After one finishes eating, people are lenient not to sleep in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. V'kein noyagin avonoch lahachmir. The people that only make kiddush in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, especially in Chutz Laaretz where it's cold, so they rely on mitzvah potim in the sukkah. In Eretz Yisrael, one doesn't eat in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. It's certainly not sukkahs. And moreover, if somebody wants to eat in the sukkah on Simchas Torah, because it's convenient to eat there, he should leave over a place of dal adal tfachim without tzchach to make it obvious that it's not a sukkah. Seva b'shmini samal chashecha, as Shmini Atzeres starts to end, yochlef na ufanas as a kelim nasukkah techabayis, you could take all the things from the sukkah into the house, avalei sarim b'yoim, don't set them up by day, because you're not supposed to set up from one day yontif to the next day yontif, shem davin meich mi yontif l'chaveroi. However, if you're bringing him to your house and you happen to put it down in the place that they belong, that's acceptable. You have to put it down. And if you choose to put it where it belongs, that's fine. So zayin yoyim achman shal chag, shugam ke Shmini Atzeres, the last day of yontif, which is also Shmini Atzeres for us, and Chutz Laaretz Nikra Simchas Torah. If he shemesayim by as a Torah, it's the day that we finish the Chamisha Chumsha Torah. But smechem by, it's a day of great enjoyment. And even if people are careful sometimes not to sing and dance, not to dance and clap on Yontif, the halach is on Simchas Torah could be more lenient. Moreover, the halach is very strict about moving a Sefer Torah from one place to another place on Simchas Torah. We could be lenient on that also. Arvus lacha tefila by Ma'ariv after davening Ma'ariv oisin hakafis v'akach machnisin sefer Torah. First they take out the hakafis, so we dance the hakafis. And when somebody is called to take an hakafa, will of course is supposed to gladly accept and relish that he got this honor. Somebody who's careful and shows honor to the Torah, this is a way that he will be guaranteed that his generations will be Talmid Chachamim. And as we find that David HaMelech danced with all of his energy, L'Kavod HaTorah, that's what we're supposed to do. We give three aliyahs in Zayis HaBracha. V'yesh b'kam sh'nagim likra b'pashin adorim. Pashin adorim is all like very chosh v'aliyahs. V'yitin l'cha ha-malach ha-goyel v'yirechcha. Matayvu, after Kriyas HaTorah, Omer Chatzikadosh, and after Kriyas HaTorah, we say Chatzikadosh, Machnis Sefer HaTorah, we put the Sefer HaTorah back in the Aron, Vayomer Malenu. Nowadays, even the places where there's a minig that they lay in at night, they only typically lay in Zayis HaBracha, not anything else. Sivches, B'yom Simchas Torah, Narag, B'Habim Mekhaimis, on Simchas Torah, there's many places that have a minig. Shekhanim Noisim Kapayim, B'Tfila Shachris, they duchen by shachris v'loy b'musav. Meshun the musav yesh chash shikris. There's a concern that people may be intoxicated when they get to musav. Ve'en oimer v'se'arav. If we're going to say Nesias Kapayim by Shachris. We don't say the Tefillah B'Sarv with Shachris. Siftes B'Yom Achakofis. By day after Achakofis are finished. Misharim Shloisa Sefer Torah. We leave out Sefer Torah. Ma'abrim B'Krum Sefer Torah. Echad B'Parshas Zayis HaBracha. We give everybody an Aliyah in Parshas Zayis HaBracha until we get up to Ma'ayna. Even though normally we always have to have a Kayin, a Levi, get the first two aliyahs, only in the first time that the reading from the Sefer Torah on Simchas Torah are we careful that we should go with the proper order, Kayin, Levi, and then Yisraelim. Afterwards, we don't have to be careful. On Shabbos, we have to be careful with the seven people getting aliyahs if Simchas Torah falls on Shabbos. And during the week, the first five is the Kriyas HaTorah of the Yontif. And then we read Kol Anorim. The one person should make a bracha for the aliyah of Kol Anorim. V'shar Yishmu, and everybody will hear that aliyah. The Karim Lam Pashas of Malach HaGomer, and after the aliyah and the bracha, that's why everybody says Hamalach HaGoyel V'Gomer. Aka Karim Chosun Torah. Then we call up the Chosun Torah V'Karim Min Ma'ayna Ad Gemira. We read from Ma'ayna until the end of the parsha. We say V'Tayra Hasheni, and with the next Sefer Torah, we call up the Chosun Bereishis. V'Amr Chatzik Kaddish, and then we say Chatzik Kaddish, and then we call the third person, V'Karim Ashlishi, to call the third person up for Mafter. The Noigim Bahar Mekaymus, many places the minig is Ladad Gil Kroel Chosun Torah Adam Choshev, that the person who's called up for Chosun Torah is an important person. Vafil Mishal Kfar B'Parashat Zayis HaBracha, even if somebody already had an Aliyah in Parashat Zayis HaBracha, still he still gets another Aliyah for Chosun Torah Chosun Bereishis. In a place where they don't have, where they only have two Sifrei Torah, what they should do is Karim Barish Mezayis HaBracha. The first Sifrei Torah should be used for Zayis HaBracha. The second one should be used for Bereishis. And then the first Sifrei Torah V'chayz V'loikinas Arishin L'mafter. Even though normally the halacha is we don't give a father and a son Aliyah one after the other. Normally, we don't give two brothers aliyah one after the other. The Achas and Tyre Achas Bereishis, we could give to father, son, one each, or to two brothers. Furthermore, the halacha is that we could give Achas and Tyre Achas Bereishis for a Kohen, a Levi, all the normal issues about requiring what a Kohen could get, what a Levi could get, don't apply over here. The meaning is that the people who got Chosun Bereishis, Chosun Torah, donate to the shul, and they invite guests, and they make a simcha to honor the fact that we're finishing Chamisha Chumshe Torah, and we're starting them again. This is a midrash. The pasuk says, "V'yavi Yerushalayim v'yavel lefnei Arim b'ris Hashem v'goymer v'yas mishtel chalavodav." They made a party for everyone. Amar Rav Yitzchak, "B'kan shayisum suda legomer shel Torah." This is a time to make a suda in honor of the Torah. And Aloch is, says the Bekur Yaakov, even an oval who's supposed to refrain from being part of sudas and etc., the suda of Chosun Torah, Chosun Bereishis, can be Oval could attend as well.